Hey there, Lori Gallardo in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9 with a live studio audience. Hey there, audience. I love it when there's people here to experience the performance. They get to see how lucky I am. And I'm extra lucky today because I have the Highway Queen in the house. That happens to be the name of her latest release, and she'll be performing tonight at the Scoot Inn along with J.D. McPherson. It's going to be a, pardon my language, kick-ass show. I'm sure you agree. Oh. Yeah, well, thank you. Wow, that was a little quiet. I'm sure you agree. Yeah. Honestly, Nikki, serious. Yeah, don't worry. You know what? I'll be there with a bullhorn, even though I won't need one.
Instigator and a water gun, maybe. It's nice to send in and just really taunt people. That are
like a Rambo. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Studio 1A, Nikki Lane. Lane in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. We heard Send the Sun. And remember, you've got a show to check out tonight at the Scoot Inn. That's at East 4th and Navasota. Nikki Lane is performing there tonight along with J.D. McPherson. You can get tickets and more information at scootinaustin.com. And of course, in the band this afternoon, Jonathan Tyler on guitar, Alex Munoz on guitar. We got Eric Whitman on the bass. Jordan, do you say Levine or Levine, honey? Well, thank you, Mr. Levine. We have Jordan Levine kicking ass on the drums. Thank you. Thank you, Jordan. Nikki, what a great album.
Thank you so much.
It's, for me, it's an adventure because I kind of live vicariously. You know, it's just like I keep hearing
the, they're all my moods.
You know, hey, we all have the moods, and you have them right here on Highway Queen. I'm like, yeah. And what's really been kind of eating at me lately is some people seem to have great difficulty saying, well, you know, it's vulnerable, but at the same time, it's defiant. I'm going, you know, one isn't mutually exclusive.
Uh-huh.
It's a mixture of both. And I just kind of wanted to see what your feelings were on that, because
well,
it can be both, you know.
I argued with some of my friends that are good songwriters about kind of like why I will write a song in like 2 hours and not change it. And it's because there'd be no point in hiding the truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm writing what comes out. And so I feel like some of my friends spend a long time perfecting a song, and it really just means like burying the things that they said out loud at first, you know, and they realize, oh God, that's telling too much. Like I should be more clever and tell, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I just spit it out. And if it, you know, if it's catchy enough for me to become a strong enough song to put it on the record, subject matter doesn't really affect, you know, what happens. Like early on it did. I would hide some of the more serious songs like Lay You Down, which is on Highway Queen, which was kind of like written about Levon Helm and watching him go through something, but then going through some of the similar things in my personal life with our friends and family. And so being afraid to open up about certain things like that. And then going out on tour, and like even today, you know, talking to some people that had come to the show last night in Dallas that are kind of opening up about why they were listening to the record. And
exactly.
It's for getting through the same things I was writing the record about. So it's like, why keep it from people, right? You know, because I go to music to heal, you know,
right.
I always say, and I was reading something the other day about, you know, beautiful melody, terrible, like, mess, you know, like you're like saddest thing you could ever imagine, but hidden in the sweet little melody.
Yeah. I mean, why hold back? I mean, like you said, and I've heard you be, you know, very open about that before. You're like, this is about healing, you know?
Yeah. I just did it. I did it for myself. And then I realized sharing it was cooler, you know? So it's like, that's why I keep doing it. And that's why we're all out here, is just kind of like to get real and play music and have a good time, but to get real for sure.
Awesome. Nikki Lane, thank you for sharing. I'll say that. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And we are happy to have Nikki Lane in Studio 1A. You know what, Nikki, I think I've got time for one more, and then I know you got an extra for our studio audience.
I sure do. This is called Jackpot. It's a love song I wrote about Johnny over there.
Leave all those fears.
Nikki Lane in Studio 1A. You just heard Jackpot. And, of course, get to the Scoot Inn tonight. That's the Scoot Inn, East 4th and Navasota, to see Nikki Lane and J.D. McPherson. Tickets and more information are at scootinaustin.com. And I want to say thanks again to Jordan, Eric, Alex, Jonathan, and Nikki. Nikki, thank you so much. Once again, for Nikki Lane, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm going to leave it over to the studio audience for now. They get an extra treat. But listen, I want to say an additional thank you to the KUTX multimedia crew. It's because of these guys with the cameras all in the room that you get to see these exclusive performances in Studio 1A on our website, KUTX.org, and at viewhouse.com. And as always, thank you to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. It's because of them everything sounds fantastic in Studio 1A. And thank you to our live studio audience. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, thank you. This is KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.